we're promoting our collaboration with our community partners. So as policing moves forward in the 21st century, community engagement is the big thing. And I know that it's a very big part of the chief's philosophy. And we're just really highlighting our partnerships and trying to engage new ones as we go along to solve community problems, because really we're just one aspect of that. And we want the community to help us out with their ideas and their guidance.
And the door is always open there anyway.
Oh, most certainly it is. I mean, we love to hear from other people, their ideas, the things they like about us and the things they don't like about us. We're available. We're on social media. You want to leave a comment on our Facebook page, you know, we're willing to listen. It's just to bring attention to what the responsibilities are for a commercial motor vehicle driver. Do that daily walk around. And when your boss says you're taking this truck and you know it shouldn't be on the road, you have to be able to stand up and say, no, it's not safe. I'm not going out there. Safety, community safety, traffic safety is a very big portion of what we do, and this really just reinforces that.
What kind of issues did you find with those vehicles that had the plates removed?
Well, most of them were braking issues, steering and suspension issues as well, although we did have one truck that was 5,000 kilograms over its load, which is unsafe. Obviously, it doesn't handle the way it's supposed to, and it's not good for the roads either when that comes up. We actually had one driver who blew a warn on a roadside screening device. So his blood alcohol level was between 50 milligrams and 80 milligrams, which is the charge level. And he's driving a commercial motor vehicle. So it's scary, but that's why we're out there. We're out there to stop this sort of thing and investigate it and make sure people are complying with the laws.
Do the violators go right across the commercial vehicle spectrum in terms of corporate vehicles that you would expect to undergo rigid inspections, or is it more the privately owned rigs?
I think in this case, Dan, it's more the privately owned smaller carriers. You're getting the single axle trucks towing trailers, the landscapes, the small haulers. You might get an electrician's truck with improper load tie down. Say, for example, those ladders on the top aren't tied down properly. When you're seeing tractor trailers, we're seeing a lot of them are really professional, and they really look after their rigs. Now, of course, there's you know, oddities everywhere. You're going to get the odd one or two that have a tire fly off. But professional tractor truck drivers, we find are really good with their job, with their pre-trip inspections and things like that. So what we're mostly catching are the guys who don't don't do it for a living necessarily, but it's part of their business to haul things. And we want them to comply as well, because it's very important that they be safe.
You mentioned flying truck tires. We don't hear about that as often. Does that mean it's not as big a problem as it was a few years ago, when it seemed every week there were three or four flying off?
Well, we haven't had one recently here. Obviously, any light we can shine on something like that makes people a little more cognizant of the problem. So I think that the industry stepped up and did what it had to do to fix that problem. Now, obviously, there's still going to be one or two that do happen, but it's a lot less often than it was. And that's really what we're after. We're trying to highlight these things so that they don't happen anymore.
And this is another case, I'm guessing, where the public can be your eyes. If they see a truck weaving down the street or wobbling down the street, they could give you a call and give you a heads up?
Sure. I mean, 911 is for emergencies. And a truck going down the street with a wheel hanging off is an emergency, as far as I'm concerned. So we'll never say no to someone who dials 911. The fact is that an unsafe motor vehicle is an emergency. So if you see something, give us a call and we'll send an officer around to take a look. While we get to go out and boat, we don't do the same way as everybody else. So if you see the police boat coming, make sure you've got your stuff together. And if you comply, it'll be no problem. You'll be a few minutes and you'll be on your way.
Lots of information on all of this on your website. Remind everybody where they can find it.
It's www.southsimcoepolice.com. on.ca. We're also on Facebook and Twitter, and also on Instagram.